Meditation for Stanley Okoye, Stanley Okoye, date of birth 4/7/1968. Date of accident is 8/18/2023. Date of service is 10/19/2023. Mr. Stanley Okoye is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 8/18/2023 around 5 p.m. when he was rear-ended in West Detroit, leading to mild headaches and pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back without any significant radiation to the upper or lower extremities. Patient also started having headaches to the frontal part of the head, and these were initially around 9. Today, patient report that he has got some improvement and it is not so bad. Headache is only 4 and only located to the frontal region. He also reports the pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back are all around 6. There is no radiation of pain, no motor weakness, no numbness, tingling anywhere, no incontinence of urine bowel. In addition, patient does not have any symptom of TBI, no history of loss of memory, vision problem, balance problem, or any other issue. Overall pain is varying from 7 to 9, and he himself is a physical therapist. He does report 60% improvement in the pain symptoms. Please review the chart for the ADL for system review and for additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. The physical examination, blood pressure is 131/76, pulse is 58, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 9/6/2023, dictation number 0907-038. Please do the general review, musculoskeleton and extremities examination. I don't think there is any extremities examination. Thank you. And diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the medications, which are Mobix 7.5 milligram 2 times a day, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day, Tramadol 50 milligram 2 times a day for pain relief, Pregabalin or Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Furosets 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. An MRI of the thoracic spine is also ordered since patient was complaining reasonable pain and tenderness in the middle of the thoracic spine and lower spines. Physical therapy continues 3 times per week. He is also ordered to continue with the chiropractic and acupuncture, and patient remains disabled for work, housework and transportation. He will be seen in 30 days time, and his MRIs were available from M1 imaging, and it shows that there is a bulging disc of L3-4 and L4-5, L5-S1. He has a mild to moderate central canal stenosis of 7 millimeter, and there is a bilateral foraminal neuroforaminal stenosis abutting the bilateral exiting L4 nerve. In addition, patient has a bilateral facet joint hypertrophy. These findings were discussed with the patient in a great length. It was advised that his L3 and L4 nerve roots are compressed, and since he doesn't have any radiculopathy, there is plenty of time to buy. He still wants to do his physical therapy and chiropractic treatment before coming for injection treatments. His MRI for the cervical spine shows a herniated disc at the level of C23, C34, C45, C56, C67, and C7 and T1 with a bilateral neural foraminal stenosis, compression of the C7, C8 nerve root, C6 nerve root, C5 nerve root, and C3 nerve root, especially on the left side, and variable spinal canal stenosis. Again, the patient was informed that he may benefit finally from getting the cervical epidural steroid injections. First 3 months, he wants to try this treatment. And since he has a pain in the middle back, a thoracic spine MRI is also ordered. He was also informed that he has a sacroiliac joint inflammation, which may require at least 2 diagnostic injections and then therapeutic injection. And the patient is trying the therapy first. And since it's a recent injury, that is perfectly fine. 4 to 6 months of therapy is perfectly fine if it can help. He was also advised about the yoga exercises. The home stretching for the neck and the lower back was also informed to him and shown to him. Heat treatment with infrared laser treatment is also discussed with him. Acupuncture is discussed with him.